Welcome back to the Lori Burke Podcast. If you are someone who needs a little bit of inspiration in your day, or maybe a lot of inspiration in your day, I am your girl. I'm here to share with you all the things that inspire me, all the things that I love, the ways that I'm leveling up in life, the struggles that I've had, the incredible women that I've encountered, the incredible creatives that I've gotten to collaborate with, meditations, manifestation, music, money, love, family, relationships, tacos, Ryan Reynolds, the beach, champagne, croissants, fish tacos. Did I already say that? All the things that I'm reading as far as self-development or even romance novels that I'm into, bulldogs, and just living your best gosh darn life. That is what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to inspire you to do. And I can't wait for you to come along with me on the journey in the Lori Burke Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm here with my special guest, Janine Shapiro. Janine is a personal leadership coach and she helps you reset your mindset, heart set, and gut set to create and live a fulfilling life by working with your inner tuition and body. And today she is going to help us accept where we are right now and to live from that place with gratitude and acceptance. Am I getting this right?
Absolutely. Lori, you're a star. I'm so proud of you. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome. So glad to talk to you. You are in Johannesburg, South Africa, correct?
No, I'm in the West. I used to be in Johannesburg. I'm now in the Western Cape in a little town, a minute little town called Jacobs Bay, where a dream came true. And I now live on a nature reserve right by the sea with my husband. And okay. I work from home.
That is amazing. I watched some of your Facebook lives. And to my audience, if you go follow Janine on Facebook, she takes these beautiful morning walks, right, with your dogs. And you just, you give the most comforting messages every day in this beautiful village. And I'm like, okay, if you can teach us how to have that kind of flow and just simplicity, like, please tell us how to do this.
Well, number one, it's to accept who we are, where we are. And number two, to get into gratitude. Lori, gratitude has been the hugest catalyst in my life. Mm-hmm. Gratitude and accepting that things happen for the best when we allow it, even when it's extremely uncomfortable. Look at the discomfort and say, okay, I know we get to create from tension. Where am I to put my attention due to this tension and get into gratitude for it and allow it in? Because when we can accept where we are and be in the moment, we can actually catalyze what it is we have that's uncomfortable and expand our comfort zone. This is a reason why one of the pillars of my personal leadership program is mindset alchemy, along with karmic healing and along with psychic guidance. Because gratitude turns even the worst situations into great ones.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us gets out of life without having these, these situations that aren't ideal, right?
So absolutely, and my children would really, really agree with you because they many times my guinea pigs, and it's actually because of lack of recognition of who I was at the time and living so much in the future that I forgot to live with them in their childhood. Yeah. And it's something I deeply regret. And unfortunately, and fortunately, I am unable to go back physically. What I have been able to do is connect with it energetically, draw the lessons from it, and help my clients to expand from this and to use it as the catalyst for when I feel irritated to step back and say, is this mine? Whose is this? Does this belong to me? Does this belong to somebody else? And when I ask whose is this mine, and I feel light, then I know I get to deal with it. If it feels heavy, I ask, well, whose is it? Does it belong to somebody else? And when I feel light around that, I say, return to sender with love and consciousness attached. Because Lord, you would understand this. It can belong to ourselves from a past emotion or a future emotion, and I'm happy to receive it back as a return to sender with love and consciousness attached.
So when you're saying the thing that you're talking about, is it like a point in time that you're focusing on, or a situation that people are focusing on, or a feeling?
It can be all of the above. It can absolutely be all of the above. I'll give you an example. The one day I was driving down the highway, and the next thing, Lori, I had anxiety like, oh, I couldn't breathe. And I'm going, this is a really bad time to have an anxiety attack. I need to be able to see and drive. And it was peak hour traffic. And because I've learned so many tools, I applied this one. I said, okay, whose is this? Is this mine? And it did not feel like mine. I said, well, whose is it? Is it somebody else's? And I immediately felt light. And I realized somebody who must have had an accident there, or there was an energetic hook there. Well, I tell you, the anxiety went like this. And people, this is something to use. Stop. Well, I couldn't stop the car, but stop where you are. Even if you're driving, carry on driving, and within yourself, just release that feeling. I know I make it sound so simple. When you're in the middle of an anxiety attack, it normally hits unexpectedly. We all know this, and it's not necessarily controllable at that perspective of time. And just by returning to sender with love and consciousness attached, my chest opened up, my heart started beating correctly and not trying to jump out of my chest through my throat. And as I was driving, now this is a gift, people, I'm not asking everybody else to do it. I just said, whatever was there, thank you, Source, that you have cleared it, and that light and love and the light of Source and of Mother Earth. Just clear the energy there, because that makes such a difference to whoever comes past there again. And I've come to see that even one of, let me put it to you this way. One of my programs is called Thinking by Design. It's an entry-level program for people to work with me, because when we are aware of what our thoughts, we can feel where we feel it in our body, and we can then release it, explore it at a better time, and do something about it. For example, today I was walking along, and all of a sudden, my second toe on my right foot got extremely painful. And I went, okay, is this because I'm wearing slip-slops? Is this because of something I was thinking about? Or did somebody stub their toe here? And I'm picking up on it intuitively. And I realized I'd been thinking about a challenge I was having with an Excel spreadsheet that I'm busy working on. And I went, okay, let's leave that behind and focus. And the pain in my toe went away. So what I'm saying is, have an awareness of our thoughts. What is the emotion it's triggering deeply in our subconscious? And where are we feeling it in our body? It takes practice. Lori,
Good,
have you experienced this ever where, I'd better practice this?
I mean, this morning I woke up and I've been having this shoulder issue. So that's where it's coming out of my body. Now it's also because I'm sleeping on it weird, but I also wonder if I'm sleeping more on my side in the fetal position because maybe thoughts and emotions that I need comforting from. So therefore sleeping all curled up, and then my body is like holding all the tension. It's all going to my left shoulder. And so when I wake up, it's really tight. I mean, that shoulder was in a knot for, it was in spasms for like 3 days. And I did get physical therapy, and I went to the chiropractor, and I iced it and heated it. But it's amazing the way the body reacts to
it probably does go back to a thought that I'm having some, I don't know, I'm having thoughts about something I don't like. And so then I'm having emotions about that. And then it's affecting the way that I sleep, and how hard I'm sleeping probably too. And I probably just need a different pillow too.
Very importantly, where are you being asked to rest? Mm-hmm. Is it at the tip of your shoulder or definitely going into your neck?
It's deep in my levator scapula. So it's like, so it's way deep into my, like my wing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, so ask yourself, not now, mm-hmm. please people, not now. When something at your back or your neck is sore, mm-hmm. it's different for everyone. A generalization is, what are you putting behind you that if you saw it and just acknowledge that it's there, you don't necessarily have to do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Just say, oh, I see you. I'm unavailable to play with you today, and I do see you. Mm-hmm. Very often it goes away. Mm-hmm. And what I've found when my neck is playing games with me, I say, okay, where am I being inflexible? Mm-hmm. And definitely when I go into fetal position, I go, oh, okay, where am I protecting myself from what
mm-hmm.
I'm unable to perceive? That if I perceived it, would bring ease to me and my body effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And now, people, that's just very simple tools. Laurie, please, I understand I'm in no ways offering diagnoses or solutions. I'm offering what is generally energetically there when we work with the body. And I have found, I say to my body, well, show me, what was the thought? Where am I experiencing this? And is this mine?
Mm-hmm.
Whose is it? Mm-hmm. And when I ask, whose is it? As my body lightens up, I know it's somebody else's, that because I have psychic abilities, because I work with my intuition, and because I'm a healer, I'm taking it on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laurie, may I suggest you go and ask, whose is it? Not now, when you're off the show.
Yeah, right now.
And return to sender with love and consciousness attached. Because people, I found when it's mine, it comes back to me with understanding. When it's somebody else's, they get to deal with it.
That is such a nice, free, tangible tool to, you know, even if it's just metaphorically, it's when you're putting the thought to it, that adds a little bit of energy to it. And then it adds, you know, a little more consciousness around it. And I love things that are practical that you can use in your everyday life that are free, that you don't really have to, you know, go to a physical therapist or anything like that. I mean, along with other modalities, I think is a comprehensive way to
mm-hmm.
a lot about healing on my podcast. And, you know, as somebody with a mental health diagnosis, I'm constantly looking for ways to, I don't know, smooth my journey a little more. And I think we're all, you know, the human body is, it's soft, and it's, you know, it's, we don't have a protective shell around us. So we have to really take care of ourselves. And if I can give my listeners these tools to, you know, maybe even just move the needle a little bit, just taking that thought,
mm-hmm.
having a conscious thought of like, what is this? Where is it? Like, what is this pain? Where do I?
Whose is it?
Yeah. And whose
is it?
Yeah. And, and even why, you know, what, where does this come from?
No, stop. We rephrase, stop. Before you go any further, I would like you and your audience to become very aware of this. Write it down, remember it.
Okay.
Put it somewhere you're going to remember. We have a why. We have a reason for living, for doing things. Mm. Avoid using the word why as a question, because it creates a loop and it puts a very destructive energy on things. Okay. And it keeps us looping energetically. So yes, we could ask, why am I a multimillionaire in dollar terms? That's a great one to keep looping. The challenge is people ask a why question with a negative. And then you remain in that energy. You remain looping with that energy. And I truly wish this was taught at schools because it would save so many children from so many challenges. It really is. I even avoid using that word with, am I so grateful? Because then it creates challenges in my life for me to be grateful. I have learned avoid WHY unless you are asking, you are affirming that you have, because there is a wonderful modality called affirmations. So why am I able to be successful with this? Why am I able to be grateful for a health challenge or a mental challenge? Where is it possible? The thing is, though, most people go to, why am I so XYZ? That is not in, absolutely is a, not a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
So I say to people, rather avoid the use of the word why unless you are fully conscious, fully present, and fully aware of what you are asking why about.
And if you're ready for the answer.
And if you are ready, because it loops you, it keeps you stuck in a paradigm, and people forget to go and look for the answer. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And even you mentioned that you'd been given a specific diagnosis. Again, what I ask people to explore is, where can you get into gratitude for it? Sit with it and say, wow, I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful for the expansiveness it brings to my life, for the difference it brings, and for the way it allows me to move beyond the diagnosis into my greatness. Because that is what acceptance of where we are is about. Lori, may I ask you something? Now, you see my butterfly brain, my beautiful butterfly brain that I'm extremely grateful for coming into play. Have you heard of Viktor Frankl and his book, The Meaning of Life?
I think I've heard it, but I haven't read it.
Okay. He speaks about when we feel we're out of control, we know there is one thing we can control, and that is our thoughts, our thinking, and the way we respond to situations. Because we all have 17 seconds to choose what we're going to say, whether we're going to keep a thought or not, and what our reaction is or our response is. Viktor Frankl was in the concentration camps, and he had a treatise that he had a book, and he was a psychotherapist, a psychiatrist. And I stand to be corrected. People go and Google him. And he got to rewrite it, and he got to choose his attitude towards his captors and the guards around him and the situation. And he very much worked with mindset. And to me, this is one of the reasons I work with mindset and heartset, because when we can check where our mind is set and whether it aligns with where our heart is set, we get to come into alignment with what is ours. And when we work with our gut set, yes, we work with the vibrational energy of food. We work with the vibrational energy of life. We also get to see, where's our gut set in survival mode that is holding us back from that inner tuition that is guiding us to our greatness? And where is our mindset taken on from our parents, our community, rather than what our heart is set to, for us to achieve? Now, each one has its own contribution to our life. The challenge is when we allow it to direct our life away from our alignment, our purpose, and we step into distraction rather than destiny.
Wow, that's a lot of truth. And I guess the challenge is for a lot of people, how to know when you're in alignment and when you're in purpose and what to focus on. And I'm assuming it's going back to just love and compassion and, you know, in our shared humanity of, you know, getting through life, but also having joy.
It very much is. I agree with you. Also, when something feels hard, mm-hmm. like you're unable to do it, also depression. Mm-hmm. I'm not now talking about, I'm also talking about a chemical depression. Meds. I'm saying, mm-hmm. hear what I'm saying from an energetic perspective.
Yeah.
When we have a depression, we are normally out of alignment mm-hmm. or we're living in the past. Mm-hmm. And when we step into the heart, we are able then to play at a much higher vibration. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was telling you. My butterfly brain.
You're talking about...
Oh, yes. How do we know the alignment? How do we know we're in alignment? Mm-hmm. When things feel hard and it's heavy, mm-hmm. we're out of alignment. Mm-hmm. And it's to stop and say and to ask. Because remember, when we get curious, we get to shift the energy. Mm-hmm. To ask, show me the next step for ease.
Mm-hmm.
Body, what would bring me back into alignment? Mm-hmm. Soul, where is my alignment and where am I misaligned with my destiny?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we working hard and it feels hard, mm-hmm. we're actually doing nothing except pedaling on a hamster wheel, a treadmill. Mm-hmm. We're going nowhere. Whereas when we can say, yes, I'm putting in hard work and there's effort and there's energy applied and I really feel like I've done the work.
Mm-hmm.
We're in alignment and there's a sense of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. When I was riding my bicycle, I loved racing. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the racing. I seriously disliked the training.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the benefits of it and I did it because I loved the racing.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I really disliked doing dishes. Mm-hmm. I was resistant to them. I seriously love having a clean kitchen.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So what I did was I learned to meditate while I was doing the dishes. Mm-hmm. Now I love doing the dishes because it gives me space and time to meditate for mindfulness, to work with the water. I get into gratitude for having had food to put on the dishes,
yes.
for the ideas to help me. I no longer cook, Lori, because I burn food when I cook it. I now craft and create meals. Uh-huh. Doesn't that feel better? So what I'm... Sorry, how does that feel to you to craft and create a meal?
Yes, and then meditate after the meal while you're cleaning up in gratitude.
So yes.
The whole practice that you could do on a retreat, but you could do in your own house every day.
Yep. Same as with changing sheets.
Yeah.
I love the feeling of clean sheets.
Yeah.
Initially, I used to grump and groan, oh, I've got to change the bed all by myself. Right. I'll go to the bottom and just enjoy the worms in my victim mode.
Yeah.
Now I go, wow, look at the exercise I'm getting. I'm able to stretch. I'm able to bend. I'm able to squat. I'm able to tuck it in. And I get to enjoy the beautiful feeling of getting into those soft, delicious smelling sheets. And yeah. Isn't it wonderful that my pillows just feel so great and good, and I normally have a phenomenal night's sleep.
Yes. And the simplicity of that and the joy in the simple things like that, that's what I'm talking about. That's how, and I think that's where you go back to your heart space, because that's where mm-hmm. you feel joy, that you get out of your mm-hmm. head, you kind of get out of your you know, your survival mode, and you go into like, this is where life is happening. This is, and it doesn't have to be, you know, going on an expensive trip to Bali. It can be just folding your sheets and putting them on your bed.
Yes. And being grateful that I have a bed to sleep on, a very comfortable one, and that I have sheets and a pillow. Because there are many people who would love to have the bed, the sheets, and the pillows without going into victim mode, without going into, oh, woe is me, I've got more than somebody else. Celebrating it, because when we get to celebrate it, we open space for other people to also have it, to receive it. Because as we shift the vibration to a higher level, we are creating space for others in the collective consciousness to do the same, to move towards a higher level. And as we move towards that higher level, we get to allow others to do the same.
Yeah. And it's funny that by going slower and being more mindful, you actually get to experience a higher vibration of just joy. And just like you said, having clean sheets or a clean kitchen and washing your dishes and those simple tasks that luckily we get to do every day. And I feel the same way about making my bed. I make it every single day. And so I walk back into my bedroom, I see a made bed, and I just think, oh, I have got it together today, you know, because it just feels so good. And, you know, and I think that's for, you know, for someone, you know, we're in winter where I live right now in Pennsylvania, and the sun hasn't been out in 3 days, and it's raining. It's about to turn to snow. And I am very conscious of the weather, and my body feels that there's no, you know, sunlight directly coming in. And so it's thinking, oh, it's sleep time. Like, it's time to go to bed. It's time to stay quiet. It's time to be cozy, which I'm okay with all the coziness, but I also know that there's a sun above these clouds somewhere that I can't change any of the weather. And that it's hard. It feels heavy that we can't change that. So I think we have to have these tools to use when we can't move the clouds and make the sun come out. You have to kind of make a sun happen in your heart.
Exactly. And another place we make it is in our solar plexus. What we do is we get a citrine crystal and we have it in our office. We make sure things are tidy. Winter is a time. Now, we get a spiritual winter, an energetic winter, and a physical winter. Winter is a time of going deep, of putting our roots down, of resting. And as women, we have that winter cycle within our 28-day cycle as well. So not only do we get to have the physical cycle, we get to have it as well in a physiological cycle. And something that is beautiful is to have light colors. I've noticed people tend to put dark colors in their homes in wintertime. And people, this is the time to do, I think it's the Scandinavian people, where they have light pinks and light greens, and they have a lot of white and a lot of blue, and they bring light into their homes and into their chakra systems through citrine, through jasper, through red jasper, through your I've got the green stone in front of me and I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Aventurine, yes, thank you, Laurie. And to have paintings that are light, to wear clothes, even if you have winter thick, warm woolies, appreciate them, feel them, experience them. And that does shift our attitude, and to sit basking in the light of the sun we cannot see, in visualization, in the fire, and to understand that this is a time to have gratitude for our body slowing down, because this way we are able to see the starkness of our plans. We're able to experience the joy of seeing things more clearly, even the things we dislike.
Yeah. And I feel like I could take a lesson from my bulldogs in the winter. They are belly up to the fireplace sleeping. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I think we can learn a lot from our pets and see what they're doing in the seasons too. In the summer, the dogs are out on the front porch, basking in the sun in the winter by the fireplace, you know, just resting on the blankets and just being so lazy and cozy. And I'm fighting the urge to think that that's indulgent, because it's really not. It's kind of necessary, right?
May I offer you something that a lot of people are going to go squeak about?
Sure.
When we fight, it will persist. What we resist persists. Mm-hmm. Instead of fighting it, look at it and say, well, what would it look like for me?
Yeah.
Where can I choose this? What would it feel like? Mm-hmm. What can I choose that would allow this? Mm-hmm. Can you feel your body is softening even as I speak about it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Please say with me, what would it look like for me to indulge myself?
Yeah.
Say it out loud, Lori.
What would it look? Indulge myself. It's like my everyday in the winter. It's staying in my sweats and coziness, and you know, just and doing this, having good conversations, stretching, drinking good hot beverages, and just leaning into the comfort of that, because I'm okay with it. It's just what I've been programmed in the world to think is that I'm and I'm very privileged. I will acknowledge the fact that I get to do this podcast, and I get to be, you know, with my dogs and my kids and my husband, and I have made my life such that I'm not running around, but part of it is because it's not what I choose, and also because of, you know, some of my ability, it lies in the quiet and the still moment so that I can be creative.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm trying to lean more into, is doing
stop trying. We choose.
Choosing to do these things. Yes. And it's better, and they feel better to me, which is why I think they are better for me.
Now look at somebody who may require to work to bring an income in.
Mm-hmm.
They can ask, what would I choose in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I create a better choice for myself? Mm-hmm. And without answering the question, just allow it to unfold. Mm-hmm. And with a hand on our hearts, we ask, what else is possible? Mm-hmm. What would it look and feel like for me to do this and have cash flow and income coming in?
Mm-hmm.
And when we get into that curiosity, that ability to create beyond and to allow the universe to work with source, to work with our body
mm-hmm.
and our soul,
mm-hmm.
miracles happen. And something I was going to say to you, Lori, please do me a favor, pop your left hand on your heart and ask, body, what would you like to indulge in now?
What would you like to indulge in now?
Sure, did you feel your shoulder relax, your neck become soft?
Mm-hmm. It was just more oxygen, so I took a deep breath.
And it's as simple as that.
So simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is lovely. I think on a cold winter day like today, this is the exact conversation that I know I needed, and I'm hopeful that my audience also needs. So I love this. Thank you so much. What is your latest offering? How can my audience work with you if they feel connected to this conversation?
Oh, thank you so much for asking.
Mm.
I run a 16-week program called the Personal Leadership, where we work with mindset alchemy, mm-hmm. we work with wholeness, and we work with guidance. And this allows people to reset their mindset, heartset, and gutset. Mm-hmm. It's tailored to each person individually. I have my podcast, mm-hmm. I also the Mindset Alchemy podcast, where people can go and learn tips and tools to bring themselves forward and to have that quick reset. I interview a lot of lovely ladies and I give a lot of lovely tools there. And I will be launching at the end of the month, everything going as it should, body willing, business willing, and the internet willing, my Thinking by Design entry level program. People can also connect with me in my Conscious Entrepreneurs Creating Awareness for Greater Success Facebook group, and just come and follow me on social media and have fun with me.
What's your name on social media?
Janine Kathleen with a K. JANINEKATHLEEN.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your time, your energy, everything on this space that I'm so lucky to have to share with my audience. I really appreciate this conversation. It's given me just a good feeling. And I hope that that too. So thank you so, so much for being on.
You are so welcome. And Lori, own the greatness of you. You have an incredible gift to offer people, and allow other people's diagnoses to be their definition, while you're your body, your soul. Allow yourself to reset into your greatness.
Beautiful. We will end right there. Perfect. Thank you again, and have a gorgeous day.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions or if you want to reach out, please email me at loriburkemusic@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear in future episodes. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast, give me a 5-star review, and follow along on Instagram at the Lori Burke Podcast. Have a great day.